This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. With you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Robert Winthrop rightly said, he was the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. He said, men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Let me say that again. Former Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, Robert Winthrop, rightly said, listen to the wisdom. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Now, the reason I got stuck on this topic is because this morning, my affiliates guy out of Florida gave me a call and said, listen, there's a guy that he has your radio program. Out there in California, and he's just not sure how his audience is receiving the word that Bradley's giving forth. He goes, maybe Bradley's too religious. Can I ask you something? Isn't that the problem that you're having in this country, friends, is you're not religious enough? I mean, it's like partial obedience to God. I mean, is that like justifiable in the sight of God? And if it is, the question that I would have for you is, how's that working out for you, America? I mean, and by the way, we're talking about conservatives here, and conservatives, that goes back to the word of what? Preservative. And preservative comes back to Jesus Christ talking about being the salt of the earth, does it not? And it didn't say anything about being double-minded. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, James 1. And he also told us to have our eyes single, and we're supposed to continuously walk in the light, not in the dark, once in a while, and then walk back in the light. I mean, most people in this country think that a conservative, which in fact is yesterday's liberals, are really conservatives, which for the most part, friends, let me just call it out for what it is a joke. I mean, they're the problem that we're having today. And I don't know how many times I've shared with you on the radio program, friends, you call the left what you call the left because you're not doing your job if you call yourself the right. If the right was doing their job all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. And how does that compromise work out for you? What do you think of a cop that obeys and enforces the laws to his own choosing, arbitrarily? Well, you would say to me, and I'm sure you would, that that's a corrupt cop. Well, let's say this, America. You're the government in this country. It's not they, the government. It's we, the people, and they are an extension of what we allow. How does your reflection look? It looks pretty bad, doesn't it? It looks pretty much compromised. And you do know what the word compromise means, right? Compromise means to, well, decide where two men get together and decide on what they both know is wrong. Well, maybe you want to be a little diplomatic. Okay, be diplomatic. But remember what Benjamin Franklin rightly said about diplomacy? He said it's seduction under another guise. And that's exactly what we're seeing today in this country. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to this, and I'm going to prove the point that men in a word must necessarily necessarily be controlled either by the power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or the bayonet. Do you see the bayonet on the horizon? Yep, I do too. It's called a police state. And why is that police state incrementally taking over the American people? Because the American people aren't religious enough. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. And keep in mind, too, Scripture also tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Keep in mind that he is our example, and at no time did Jesus Christ sin. He said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? Nobody could, because he was without spot and without blemish, and it was his blood that washed the church. Praise God, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, now we're having church up in here. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to shock you with some headlines here today, okay? It's what's going on in the United States of America, once again, namely in Nebraska. But we have a video on the sonsoflibertymedia.com where the video actually captures bizarre pickup of aborted babies at Carhartt's Nebraska abortion mill. Now, is it not interesting that these people are now encouraged to do this in the light of day? And we talked a couple weeks ago about another woman that was popped during the expose of our friends out of California that actually took cameras in to deal with those that worked with Planned Parenthood that were, in fact, selling baby parts. And now you see the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, under Barack Hussein Obama, namely Loretta Lynch, the criminal herself. The only difference between her and the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, is a mustache, friends, just so you understand. And that's not a joke. But it's interesting, now they're suing those that did the expose on Planned Parenthood for them illegally. Of course, illegally, not only murdering babies, but selling baby parts online. This is a fact. Your government is using the law against the law. And again, I'm talking about corruption in government and government that runs antithetical to who we are in this country. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, video captures bizarre pickup of aborted babies at Carhartt's Nebraska abortion mill. Check out the video, friends, so you can see for yourself what the government is attempting to cover up. And again, it's not American. It is foreign government indeed, because it runs counter to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Namely our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Are you ready for this one? And friends, I say this because the joke may be on the American people. And I laugh so that I do not fall into despair. And we know what despair is, where we lose hope in God. And I've never been there before, and I don't plan on ever being there. But this may push people close to that line. Mark Zuckerberg, The Rock, Katy Perry, and Oprah Winfrey are all thinking of running for the presidency of the United States of America. Did you hear what I said? Hey, folks, is it a possibility? Could it ever happen? Well, let me say it this way. You allowed a Barack Hussein Obama, so why couldn't it? I mean, this guy committed the act of treason for 8 years in the light of day. So why wouldn't Mark Zuckerberg, The Rock, Katy Perry, and Oprah Winfrey, why wouldn't they think of running for the presidency of the United States of America? And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, the unthinkable oftentimes becomes a reality because you didn't deal with it when it was unthinkable, because you need to understand your enemies, friends, are not playing games. And it's time that you quit playing games and start dealing with these people that are out of the scope of law every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Rowe with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. It's called temperance. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. We had a radio affiliate of ours say that, well, maybe our audience thinks Bradley might be too religious. That's your problem. If you don't stand for the truth, you're going to fall for the lie. And that's why we're in trouble today. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because we know what the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, said and what he meant, and it was a fact, and it is a fact even today, 240 years later, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course. Of course, go into any Capitol building in the United States of America and you'll understand exactly, without anybody telling you, just look around at the inscriptions on the wall and look at the images and you'll understand that we are a Christian nation based on the Mosaic Institution, that which is God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, so on and so forth. Going back to the Sons of Liberty media.com. I don't do this very often, but I have to. And I want you to listen carefully. We have an affiliate, and again, I don't do this often, and I'm not belittling, but I do want to set the record straight, and I'm just going to lay the straight stick next to this to show you the deviation. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just added, we must expose the left's double standard. Well, when you look at Scripture, you'll see in Romans 3:20, it says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Have you ever noticed that criminals, they like to do what they do? They like to break the law. But when a cop gets on the scene, all of a sudden you know who the bad guys are and you know who the good guys are real quick, don't you? Because when the cop comes on the scene, the criminals expose themselves. And usually what they like to do is they like to get out of Dodge, right? The law simply exposes the crime in the criminals, okay? Romans 3:20. Read it for yourself. You'll understand. And when we read the Ten Commandments of God, it simply exposes our sin before a just and a holy God that drives us to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where it can do no more, and we put our faith in Jesus Christ, right? And you can find that in Acts 20, verse 21, and Galatians 3:24, and Psalm 19:7. It just comes to my aid. I just want to add it while I get it, okay? But when we look at articles like we must expose the left's double standard, well, do the right thing. Because when you act right, you are right. And when you do the right thing, you expose the left. And when you walk in the truth, keep in mind, friends, the truth demands a response. And you're going to get one of two responses when you walk up to people that are doing the wrong thing. You know, King David said in Psalm 19, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep the precepts. And we need to understand that that's where we need to be too. You can also read 2 Corinthians 6. You can also read James 4:4, and you'll understand again what I'm talking about here. But when you walk in the light, let's take it another way. When you walk in the light, guess what? You're not going to allow darkness to be in that light. Because again, going to 1 John, it says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light. And we need to continuously walk in that light. Because when we do, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all of our sins. Cleanses us from all of our sins. And think about this. You know how many people profess to be Christians because we were talking about how, well, Bradley may be too religious. That's the problem America has today. We're going to be talking about that in a couple of moments. But isn't it interesting that when we look at Scripture, that again, we're called and we're commanded by God to walk in that light. We're not to compromise any of that light. And we're to have our eyes single. And we're to have it fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And let me say it this way in the natural, friends, listen carefully. Aim small, miss small. And the more we follow him, our example, the more we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, the more we become like him through the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And that's really important to me because the Bible says again, be ye holy as I am holy. That's not a, that is not a suggestion. That is a commandment. And God means what he says. And I'll say it this way. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, Lord. And that's what we're always looking to receive from the Most High God. But when we walk in that light, going back to this point, we must expose the left's double standard. Well, do the right thing. And friends, I said it during the first segment, when the right does the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. And when the right talks about the left, you're really looking at a people that are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks for not taking responsibility and with dealing with those that they call the left. Because there is no left-right paradigm in this country. And they've taken it on through the narrative of the state-controlled media in which they say they don't believe. And what is the tactic behind that? Divide and conquer the people. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. So we must expose the left's double standard. Let me simply tell you this. Enforce the law, and that's how you get rid of the left. Let me say it again. Enforce the law, and you'll get rid of the left. And let me say it this way as well, America. You are the government, and the strength of the Constitution lies in your willingness to enforce the law against those that are compromising the liberties that hundreds of thousands of men and women died to give you. That's how you expose the left. Enforce the law against them. The left will dissipate. They will disappear. They will go into jail where they belong. Though some believe in the prison system and some don't. And I got to go back to Scripture, friends, and say our friend Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, is right. There is a quick hastening of judgment when crimes are committed, not 6 months in jail before a trial. I don't mean to get off on this, friends, but the bottom line is if you go back during the founding of our country all the way up until the late 1800s and even, folks, up until the 1950s, crime was not tolerated for the most part in this country. We have the largest prison population in the world. Is there something wrong, America? Yeah, there is. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and when they have the knowledge, then they lack the internal fortitude to do the right thing. That's how much they hate their freedom. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this one. This is the Department of Homeland Security. Listen carefully, America. Listen carefully. ICE spent tens of thousands of dollars sending officials to tolerance seminars. ICE spent tens of thousands of dollars sending officials to tolerance seminars. In other words, friends, teaching men and women to be disobedient concerning the crimes of our constitutional republic. Just think about that. ICE spent tens of thousands of dollars sending officials to tolerance seminaries. And folks, isn't it their purpose to enforce the law against illegals? Yeah. You better bet your bottom dollar. God's fingerprints are all over the judgment of this country, America. There's no getting away from it. Tolerance seminars. Hey, folks, evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, and then it tries to silence the good, and it's exactly what you're seeing in this country today. Let me say it again. Evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, then it tries to silence the good. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And that's why you're seeing so many illegals being deported over and over and over again, coming back into the United States of America, because America, you're accepting of the tolerance seminars that are being spent on those that are to enforce the law against those illegal immigrants. Incrementally, America, you are being destroyed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the map the media doesn't want you to see. Nations with the most refugees have the most terror attacks. Of course, they were raised up for the very purpose to be used, just like of Adolf Hitler when he used the Muslims to do his killing for him. What do you think's happening today? What's happening today is history's being repeated, friends. Because, America, you didn't take the time to learn from history. The map the media doesn't want you to see is on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Nations with the most refugees have the most terror attacks. Interesting. And I'm looking at a picture of thousands of these poor, poor illegal immigrants coming in from the Middle East, and I can't find one woman and I can't find one kid. But that's what you're being sold. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight one more article on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Devout de-radicalization imam hailed by the New York Times arrested for ISIS jihad terror. Ooh. Imam Abu Adam Hashem Shasha, a heralded imam of peace, beloved by the New York Times, much the way they too fawned over Anwar Awlaki until the truth about him was revealed, was arrested for secretly working and fighting for the Islamic State, which is all bought and paid for. It's all created, America. You know, if people would do their homework and cross-check what I'm telling them, you know, they wouldn't think it's so far out there that those that are within are the ones that are actually creating these monsters on a global basis. ISIS is nothing more than the brown shirts on a global scale under Adolf Hitler, for those that did not know. It's being used to create terror while governments are trying to concentrate and aggrandize power unto themselves over the people to submit to a simple New World Order. That's what they're doing. And it's a worldwide alliance. And that's all you have to do is ask the people in these prospective countries that are being accused of ISIS, and you'll find out that it's created by none other than the CIA. And you've seen this under President, the foreign criminal sodomite himself, Barack Hussein Obama. which goes back to George Bush. And again, go back to September 11th and do your homework, and you tell me who's been attacking America. And isn't it interesting how ISIS just continuously grows mysteriously? Send in 300 Marines, friends, and it'll be all over with. Literally. And for some reason, again, your government is trying to, you know, desensitize every one of us to the use of the narrative that the CIA controls and the six corporations that work together, hand in glove, controlling the mind control, as they might call it, by inundating you with lie after lie 24/7. Just like they're doing in other countries. And if you think it's not going to happen here, friends, and it might not happen here, why don't you go ahead and look to the Middle East? You'll see it's already happening. People over there are trying to figure out why their governments lied to them about the people that they're accepting, and they're commanded to accept by their totalitarian governments. That's all they do is lower the law. And once they lower the law, they begin to teach people to be soft judges. And then once they teach them to be soft judges, then they find out that those people, well, basically the people that were desensitized and dummied down through indoctrination and propaganda, they become the victims of the people that they accepted. And that's why you stick to the Word of God and you stick to the law. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, devout de-radicalization imam hailed by New York Times, was arrested recently for ISIS jihad terror. Just another useful idiot. That's all he was. And that's all he is. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. What say you? Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, did you know that in many schools, I have a couple of them here, across the country, you were required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school. Did you hear what I said? Matter of fact, all the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. You heard me right. I mean, the obvious fruit was safety and security, as well as life, light, and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But in 1980, listen carefully as to who did the attacking here. The Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham. The court made the following statement. Listen to me. The court, who is there to discover the law and apply the law, voted in favor by rewriting the law as a bunch of paid activists and legislators outside of God's moral law, namely that court. The court made the following statement. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. You know what the court said? Which is not a permissible objective. You do know, America, that the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. Go ahead, do what you want to do. You know, there's going to be a lot of people in hell that were famous for singing the song, I did it my way. But here you have the courts in the United States of America voting in favor of less than 3% of the population back in 1962 to remove prayer, by the way, which you've never lost the right. And then in 1980, when they wanted to take the Ten Commandments out of public schools in the case Stone versus Graham, they said that the Ten Commandments were not a permissible objective. I mean, folks, that's like telling you and me, listen carefully, to remove all the stop signs, all the speed limit signs. And isn't it interesting how it works for them? If you violate their policy, I'll tell you what, there's zero tolerance. But when they violate your law, all of a sudden it's not a permissible objective to obey it. Why is it? Because it works for big government. And it works for creating bureaucracies, again, to control the people. And the way that you do that is simply remove the law. If I was to go into a public school, if I was to go into a college, if I was to do a radio interview or a television interview, and I was to propose a question to anybody that might be in front of me, and I would say to them, what would you think of me if I suggested to you that we remove on a four-way stop? Let's remove all of the stop signs. What would you think? I mean, like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, honor your father and your mother. That's the second tablet going to the first one. And also, thou shalt not covet. That would be number 10. But going to number 1, like, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. Or like, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, or remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Because in essence, friends, that's exactly what you allowed the courts to do. Go ahead, remove the stop signs. Tells us in Psalm 19, friends, that by them thy servant is warned. I mean, would you allow a bunch of kids in the middle of January in the state of Minnesota to walk out on thin ice? No, of course not. That's why they post those signs stating thin ice, danger, keep off. That's exactly what the moral law of God does. It drives us. It warns us. It preserves us. I remember seeing a little meme, a post of a little sheep. He was on top of a mountain, and there was a fence all the way around to keep him in, to keep him safe. Well, one of the little sheep, he wanted to go ahead and jump outside of it, and guess what happened? He went over the top of the fence, and he fell off the precipice to his own self-destruction, his own demise. And see, that's exactly, again, what the courts have done. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate, and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible objective. America, why did you stand down? America, why didn't you remove those judges? Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution tells us when they act outside of good behavior, you remove them. That is in Article 2, Section 4. It's easy to find. It's easy to read. A child could understand this. The school children back then were probably trying to figure out why daddy and mommy were okay with the courts usurping authority here and actually stepping outside of their scope of authority. Because they've never been given authority to violate God's moral law. They were only there to discover and apply the law. So again, if you want to do some homework, go to 1980. The Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case of Stone versus Graham. The court, not the law, the court made the following statement. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce school children to read. In other words, study the Word of God, meditate upon, Salah, perhaps to venerate and obey, of course, John 14:21, the commandments in which Jesus fulfilled. Of course. Which is not a permissible objective. Folks, are you kidding me? I mean, cases such as this one can be linked to the quick downward spiral of American freedom, for freedom cannot exist without morality. Of course not. And it's also interesting that this is not, the Word of God is not permissible. It's not a permissible objective. But everything under the sun to demoralize your children and to attack your children and to make them an open prey for some reason, America, is permissible. I just seen an article on the Sons of Liberty media that was talking about how a good portion of the American people are concerned about the immoralities of the up-and-coming generation. Here it is. 81% of Americans are concerned about declining moral behavior in our nation. Really? You've allowed abortion. You've allowed homosexual indoctrination into preschools. You've allowed the NEA to push it. You've seen the crimes committed from teachers onto their children. I mean, the list goes on and on. And when I say that they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, that is in no wise an exaggeration in any sense of the word. Them kids in public schools are trying to figure out where the love is. They've been taught evolution illegally. I mean, folks, Their science, their history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. They're trying to figure out why nobody's fighting for them, and they're also trying to figure out why they're being handed over to a bunch of globalists without even a fight. And guys like me step into 360 public high schools, friends, and for some reason I'm the biggest devil known to mankind. Wow, does that sound familiar? This is my commandment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, friends. Just been talking about the Bible or the bayonet. I mean, we see where the corruption is coming from. We see where the attacks are coming from, friends. And again, keep in mind, a foreign enemy couldn't have dreamed of doing what you have allowed a government that runs antithetical to American government within, not without. You know, I'm amazed when people still in their stupidities, read Revelations 12 when you get a moment, still don't understand that there are a people, even when they say it themselves like 212 times, like George Bush Sr., when he said that we're going to create a new world order out of chaos that they create, we will bring in a new world order, or through Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward, one step back, just like they just did with the American Health Care Act. Because the American people didn't understand that it was unconstitutional. But the American people, they don't want to know that it's unconstitutional. They just blindly follow the blind that are leading the blind right directly into the ditch. So Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. You know, it's also interesting. Jesus said in Matthew 7, he said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way that leads to life." Isn't it amazing how many people think that they're heaven bound? I mean, we're to strive into the kingdom of God. Matthew 11:12 tells us that the violent take it by force. We're to press into the kingdom of God, friends. And our lifetimes are spent on a process of sanctification unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ to the establishing of the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, 1 Peter 1. But most people just take it lightly. They just live their own personal selfish lives, and then they think they're heaven bound. But taking it to the present, what say you? Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Do you want to self-govern or do you want to be governed by force? Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. Do you prefer the strong arm of man or the word of God, the meek King of glory? Read Matthew 11, verse 28. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Which one do you want, America? Because we're seeing things incrementally move towards we the people by force. You just heard a couple commercials, friends. This is what they can do to you. This is what they can do to you. This is what they can do to you. Not lawfully, friends. Not according to constitutional law, they can. But they keep spreading, the conservatives keep spreading the lies and putting a fear of man into men and women across this land to submit to the act of tyranny. People will do anything for money. I mean, just look at Judas when he sold out Jesus. He betrayed him with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. So that's all we have to do is just maybe go back and, you know, my wife's grandma was 98 years young and she just passed into glory. And it was so cool always talking to her about going back to the time when she was a kid in the early or in the teens, in the 1900s. It was like a plethora of knowledge concerning American history. I could ask her anything all the way back to 3 or 4 years after the Titanic sinking. And she could tell me. And oftentimes when I would talk to her, I would say, you know, what is it like in comparison today, the present, with that of you when you were a child? She said it's not even the same country. And I can give you the answer how to get back there, America, in Jeremiah 6:16. Go back to the old past. But the Bible also tells us that the people responded with, "We will not." But on the positive side, because they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Okay? But on a positive, Jonah did go to Nineveh, and there was a people that listened to him. And if this is on an individual basis, that's totally fine. But I'd like to see our country saved in the process through revival. And revival will never come into this country until there's a preaching of God's moral law to repentance. Grandma, as a matter of fact, that passed into the heavens just recently, she also told me all the way up until the 1960s, until the Supreme Court said otherwise, she said it was a common theme where she would go to church every Sunday and they would preach the law and the prophets every Sunday. Now you've been told just the exact opposite. And you're wondering, America, what's going on? You preach a false, lawless grace and you use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. A bunch of antinomianists who have no regard for God's moral law. And then what's raised up? Lawless kids that are now in government. And we know what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with when he said that the philosophy taught in the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And we have a bunch of burnt hippies that are tolerated in this country to call themselves representatives of the American people. They're not my representatives, friends. They're not working for us. But let's go back to Grandma. What did she know that we might not know? Well, one evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the school shootings at the schools, the computer age, and just things in general. Well, the grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were they were hung out to dry in the fresh air. And it's amazing because everything in the opposite is here today. Yeah, your grandfather said, Grandma, and I got married first. Grandma said, your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together, not the other way around. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25 years old, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before the homosexual agenda, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong, to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Therein lies America's problem. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, America. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. And having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and the weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Coke were only a nickel. And if you wanted a splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for only $600, but who could afford one, said Grandma. Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in principal's offices. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and Grandma said, no wonder people call us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap. Hey, America, I got a question for you. How old do you think Grandma would be today? This woman would be 72 years old. This woman that had so much understanding of what America is truly about, that did not tolerate what the present generation and their posterity accepts today through tolerance and political correctness. But no, they were people that stood up to do the right thing, because there was a sense of right and wrong within each and every one of us in this country. Or so I'm told. America, we have the freedom to do the right thing. God has bestowed mercy upon us. The mercies of God are new every day, and we are here today to make the world in which we live anew today. It's up to us. Here's your 10% of grace. Don't let what so many sacrifice themselves to give us go down in history in vain. Let's stand up. Let's come together under the dictates and the commands of the Most High God out of gratitude for Him together. And let us call upon Him, and let us see what He will do on our behalf. Because again, America, we have a prime opportunity even today to prove our God. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and do it. So let's be a little bit more religious, friends. And
hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.